And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and rock god Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. Rock god Rick Maxa in the Mighty 1090 studios with Mr. Rick Jensen from Sport Fishing Financial and Jim Holden from Friends of Rollo. Yeah, having a good time talking some fishing.
This is cool, man.
Finances and interest. Very interesting show.
Yeah, I like it, man. I'm learning a lot.
Different slant for Let's Talk Hookup.
Having a lot of fun. A little windy morning, a little cool. Good time to brush up on some cool info and going forward, man. It's all good. And hey, if you want to be a part of this fun and get in on this good information, give us a call this morning. We'd love to hear from you. That's how Let's Talk Hookup works, man. We want to hear from you, and we want you to be a part of the fun and get in on the show. And if you want to get through, there's two lines you can reach us here this morning. First is our local line. Again, that's 858 area code 457-1090, 858-457-1090, or call us on that toll-free line. That one's 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. And a big thanks goes out to Captain Ryan Boston of the San Diego, because he's given us a three-quarter day trip to go fishing aboard the San Diego at a C4 Sport Fishing to one lucky caller at the end of the show today. And what a cool trip that's going to be for one lucky caller at the end of the show today.
You bet. Get to go fishing with Captain Ryan aboard the San Diego. That's really great. Hey, want to remind you to pick up this week's edition of Western Outdoor News, always loaded with great information. This week, they have the wrap-up for the big Cabo Tuna Title Tournament. A nice 210-pounder takes the money down there and takes the prize for this year. And as we heard from Pat McDonald last week, it was quite the tournament. So you get all the details this week in Western Outdoor News. Check it out.
All right. Well, hey, let's jump right into the phones. I know they're packed up. Why don't we start the second off hour with Matt calling us from La Mesa. Matt, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Good morning, Matt.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Ricky. Congratulations on your new boat.
Thanks, Matt.
Not as, I tell you, most people christen their new boats with a bottle of champagne. You just throw Wahoo on it.
Yeah, how about that, huh?
I don't know how you do it, but just keep doing what you're doing.
Thanks, buddy.
And I'm not your financial advisor, but I'd say your portfolio is probably split between your boat and the Valley High restaurant with your girl.
You are right on all accounts.
Highly recommended investments.
Yes.
But I was just calling to say congratulations on the new boat, and maybe one of these days I can get on it and go fishing with you sometime. And thanks for all the tackle tips in 2015. Look forward to it 2016.
You got it, Matt. Well, thanks for the kind words. We couldn't be more stoked with the new boat. We're just ecstatic, man. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. That does free up 858-457-1090. Open right now.
All right. Mike and Rosemead, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Pete, Rick, and guest Rick. I remember years ago, I mean, this is a long time, 35 years or so, I worked construction, and the site supervisor was the biggest SOB on the planet, you know, and I was just this young kid. And once I found out, and he found out that we liked to go fishing, we had something in common, and I was the best of friends with him, you know. And
everybody
was just like intimidated by his size and meanness. But I have an annuity account right now. I'm 60 years old, and just recently retired, and I don't know anything about that. And I'd like to get together, if it's possible, and just understand it a lot more, you know. And I just don't know where to stand on that. And I know I have a new financial advisor, but I don't know him, and that's kind of my fault, and I should get in contact with him. But I'd rather talk to somebody that I can have something in common with. And can I do that with you, Rick?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the angle. And there's no reason to not know or count on somebody. The basics of this stuff is pretty simple. It's like the analogy again with the tackle, where it really isn't rocket science, tackle or investment products, but you should have a relationship with somebody that you could trust. And you can definitely get together with me by phone or come into the office, and we can sit down and make it real simple.
And you're in San Clemente or San Juan
Capistrano. San Juan Capistrano with the office, and an investment solution should be simple and effective and efficient. You know, it's not that big of a deal. We can definitely straighten that right out.
I like your analogy, Mike, about having the boss and then finding fishing in common. You guys became friends, and that was the bond. And that's kind of what Rick is doing with this. It's the same concept. It's like you, our listeners are fishermen. They have this bond, and you've taken this idea, which I think is fabulous, and saying, hey, I want to help you, but I want to go fishing with you too. So it's a nice idea.
And like Mike was saying, you know, he's got somebody who's managing a lot of his money that he worked very hard to earn, and he didn't know the guy. And how cool is it that you can have a buddy that's doing it?
Yes.
You know, you talk to Rick and go fishing, be like, hey, man, I'm just checking in, and or vice versa. Rick
you
calls
should
you,
have
you know?
A relationship.
Yeah,
with
I think the whole thing
advice.
Is awesome.
Yes, you should.
Yeah, and our program coming up this next year, I mean, even now, we're going to probably be fishing yellowtail down on Thanksgiving. I'll probably have a couple clients that are become fishing buddies down there with me, you know, Christmas time. I hope this stuff is still happening on the outer Cortez and Tanner, and maybe we go out and take a Christmas break and get a couple tuna. December 18th, I've got a trip with Brandon Hayward myself for a couple buddies to go over and, you know, do some lobster fishing.
Sweet.
We're going to do some stuff with him next spring on the white sea bass. And then one of my new clients who's become a great fishing buddy, he just purchased a boat, the Anna Marie in Mission Bay Harbor. It's a luxury sword boat, which is, you know, outfitted to be out for days and days and days with the largest fish hold, the largest bait hold capacity, and we're going to be all over the calendar on that thing next year. So it's got a nice place to sit down and talk about annuities while we're driving at night.
Yeah, there you go. So how does Mike get a hold of you?
Best to go through the website or call my office. It's sportfishingfinancial.com. My address, my email address, rick@sportfishingfinancial.com. Phone number, 949-481-1807.
There you go. All right, Mike, thanks a lot for the call this morning. I like your thoughts.
That's cool, man.
Appreciate that very much. Let's go ahead and jump back into the phone.
You got it, man. Doug Montebello, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Doug.
Hi. The question's for Jim. When you decided to do a fundraiser for the Friends of Rollo, how you decided? Is it just your group of people, or is it something from the outside?
To do a fundraiser, would you like to do a fundraiser?
Well, I've had a few ideas, but
oh, absolutely. We are looking for ways to raise money any way possible.
If you have a club, if you're involved in a club,
yeah,
you want to help Friends of Rollo with some type of a fundraiser, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Any and all ideas to take kids fishing—that's what it's all about.
You bet. And that can be a wide variety of ideas. You know, it can be a fishing event. It could be. You know, a wine tasting thing. It could be a culinary experience. I mean, it's endless. There's all different
ways of
earning
money. Doesn't have to necessarily
be
related to fishing.
You bet.
It's just about raising money to take kids fishing.
Yeah, and get a hold of me. I would love to talk to you about your idea.
How do people get a hold of you?
They can reach me. Probably the direct line would be 949-285-8819. Yeah. You can go on the Friends of Rollo website, contact us, send me an email, and we'll take it from there.
RolloKids.org.
That's right.
RolloKids.org.
That's right.
Easy way. You can find all the contact information.
That's right.
And such like that. Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Hills? He's calling us from Ventura this morning. Hi, Hills. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's everybody doing?
Good.
What's up, Hills?
Hey, so I'm going to go fishing a week from tomorrow and with Brandon, and likely might head to San Clemente or out there, and I'm just wondering if you guys have heard any, like, is there still any tuna, and ask Rick, is there any wahoo left in the ocean?
Well, I would say
he caught them all. Yeah. Pretty much, I can guarantee he caught them all because every time I go, I catch nothing.
Well, Brandon went after I did, so if they're all gone, you can blame Brandon
blame
at the
Brandon.
Shop.
Okay.
Yeah, the Iron Bomber.
Well, Doug, he got the Kern went yesterday, and he got a bite, but they're all gone.
All right. Well, that might have been the last one.
That
I swear, I think it's going to keep happening. I know this is gnarly weather.
After this blow.
I absolutely realize there's gnarly weather coming, but again, I feel like we've been in this same situation multiple times this year. Oh, it's going to be over. This blow, is going to wrap it up. It's cold. It's windy. We got rain. It's over. It's over. It's over. It's over. And then the blow goes away, and we have 4 or 5 days of killer weather, and they bite again. So yeah. I'm in
Costa Rica last week, and
it was over when you left.
It was over when I left. I was like, okay, well, I'm not going to miss any wahoo fishing. I get the next day, I get a text from twice while I'm down there with pictures of wahoo. I was like, oh man.
I think we're just going to wait and see what happens. There's another tropical storm spinning up, you know, down below. Who knows what's going to happen, man? This is just the
most bizarre year.
We throw away the books this year. It's different than anything we've had, and we just keep taking it as it comes. And if the fish give us an opportunity, we're going to keep going for it. I know that there was not exceptional fishing for the day and a half guys last night out at the banks, but there was still some tuna caught. There was good yellowtail fishing for those guys. Who knows, man? Let's just keep it rolling. We'll wait for this weather to pass by us, and let's go. When the weather looks good and is stable, we're going to go fishing and keep looking, and we're going to catch whatever's there for us to catch.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Hey, with that, let's find out what's going on out there. The man who's on the water all the time is your saltwater guide, and that's Captain Dave Hansen, who's got our FishDope.com report. Today, that report is sponsored by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength, and durability. It's the long-range season, and the Gamakatsu Nautilus hook, ringed hooks, and standard J hooks are the top angler's first choice in fishing for tuna and other pelagic species. They have the right design and durability to help you catch that fish of a lifetime. Get the Gamakatsu Super Nautilus hooks at your favorite tackle store, and we got them on the line. Captain Dave Hansen, what's up, Dave?
Good morning, guys. Good morning. Welcome back, Pete.
Thanks,
Dave. Hey, guys, the guy that just called. I don't know if anybody noticed what Jeffrey Markland did yesterday on the Thunderbird, but he got 63 tuna on his way home from Clemente. So.
What? Oh, there you go.
It's far from over, folks, and these were some of the bigger fish. He had fish up to 40 pounds on a pot
Sweet
of dolphin yesterday.
Rad. Super
Wow.
Rad.
Yeah, so it's far from over, and like Pete and Rick both just said, they're still picking away at wahoo. I know a guy got one yesterday down there just below the border, but real close to home, so... Nothing's over yet. Marlin fishing, epic marlin fishing last Sunday up there on the 17. It's just, and then now there's fish down there on the east end of Catalina. The fish are starting to push down this way. It's far from over, folks. It's far from over. I know every Monday the wind blows. Tuesday it settles down. Then we got bitching weather the rest of the week. The only 2 days I wasn't out this week was Monday and Tuesday because of the weather. I've been out every single day since then. The water is absolutely the most gorgeous water I've seen in a long, long time in November. You can see the bottom. I saw the bottom on the Newport Pike the other day. I saw the bottom in Newport Harbor. I've never seen the bottom in Newport Harbor. Water's super clean. I was at Box Canyon yesterday. We were looking for those yellowtail. And I saw a couple guys catch some. We didn't get one. But I'll tell you what was really weird down there. Right at sunset, as far as the eye could see, red crabs floating everywhere. I've never seen that in November. I don't know anybody that has. So I think this season's far from over. The only thing I can suggest to you is when the wind stops blowing, you got to go fishing. And I don't care who you go with. You just got to get on a boat and get out there because nobody knows what's going to happen tomorrow. And that's what I think's going on out there, guys.
Yeah, I'll tell you how good it really is, Dave, on my friend Steve Pazel went out with my friend Dave Pfeiffer yesterday and caught his first marlin.
So, Pazel got a marlin?
Pazel caught a marlin.
It is definitely not over.
Are you kidding me?
It's in full swing.
Are you kidding me? My God, they went like 4 for 8 yesterday. Yesterday! November the 14th.
Dave, you said it exactly. Like I hate hearing from everybody, it's over. It has done the same. Now, granted, I get it. This is a big one, and I'm not saying that it's not, but it has blown and been cold this whole month and half of last month, and then it snaps right back around, and we're catching them again, and we high-five, and we forget about the weather that went by, and we keep getting them. So let's just keep fishing.
Right.
Keep fishing, yeah. And if you want to keep fishing, the only way to stay in touch with it is fishdope.com. Hook up now, lowercase, no space, is your $20 code. You enter for a new membership at fishdope.com. And, Dave, how do we find you?
Hey, if you guys just want to get out there and learn how to use all your electronics on your boat and just learn how to fish on your boat, I'm the guy. I go with you on your boat, and I teach you how to use all that fancy equipment you got. Give me a call at 949-374 0786 or look me up on the web at yoursaltwaterguide.com. And I'll talk to you guys next Sunday. Hang on. Let's wait till the wind quits blowing and go get some more fish.
There you go.
Good call,
we're ready
bro.
For that.
That's
thanks,
awesome.
Dave. Appreciate that. Talk to you next Sunday. Hey, we do have a line open, 877-792-1090. You want to talk to Rick? You want to talk to Jim? Give us a fish report. There's your line. You have a chance to win a three-quarter day trip on the San Diego going with C4 Sport Fishing.
All right, let's jump right back into them. Tom in San Diego, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Tom?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I do have a couple questions for Rick, but first, Jim, hey, here's a novel idea for a fundraiser. How about a poker tournament?
What, nice
there
idea.
There you go.
Hey, great idea, Tom.
Yeah, I tell you, the one you put on for, what is it, Fish for Life, the Texas Hold'em tournament, that was incredible.
Fun.
That was a
cool event.
And the kids that came, oh, my golly, I couldn't believe how happy they were. And that one little girl with, is it spinal bifiditis or however you say it? What a doll. She was just a charmer.
Yeah.
Anyhow, for Rick, hey, how am I going to catch a wahoo when my wife told me yesterday on our way back from Vegas that you sold the boat?
Yeah, you know, every day I would come back to the harbor with that boat. I had a broker sitting on me telling me he's got buyers ready to buy it. So I spent pretty much most of the end of September and October down in the East Cape, and I was, unlike Rick, who has the vision, and he sees that the fish are going to be there and believes that they're going to be there. When you believe, they come. So I was a disbeliever, and I said, hey, the season's winding down. I'm in Baja. These guys want to pay me top dollar. Why don't I cash in while someone wants to buy the boat?
Let's tell the real reason. You really want a new boat. You want a bigger boat, right? That's the real reason.
He's getting one.
Yeah, he's getting a bigger boat, right?
That's the plan. I'm gonna look at the market here for a while. I'm booked the entire next year on other people's boats. I'm focusing on working with the clients, and as much as I love fishing, having a boat 10 minutes away from my office and fish right outside of the harbor is a little counterproductive. So I'm gonna stick to the calendar and start looking for that new
boat.
Work
hard for all your new customers and stuff like that. All right, good one. Hey, Tom, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, how about we jump back into the phones? We're going to talk to Bruce. He's calling from Lemon Grove this morning. What's up, Bruce? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning, Bruce.
Hey, the question is for Rick. You know, end of the year, we're moving all this money into our mutual funds for the business. You know, it's reinvesting. How do we go about moving into a boat?
Good question.
Are you talking about taking that money and moving it into a boat, or taking other money
taking the business dividend at the end of the year instead of throwing it into the mutual funds and, you know, very secure stuff for the longevity? There's always, what's the possibility of moving into a boat?
Well, if you're running a boat for your business for client appreciation, there's certainly ways to own a boat through your business, and it's more of a tax advisor CPA plan. But I work with my tax advisor and my CPA to make sure that all the boating that I'm involved with that is related to business-related activities is a qualified expense to the company. So if you have a profitable company where you'd like to entertain guests and make it part of your business and part of your client appreciation events, you can absolutely take some of that money and make a boat part of your business.
And I would think Rick would be the perfect guy to talk to about, because
that's kind of what he does.
Something's telling me here that's kind of what you do.
Well, if I was as clever as you, I would have named my boat Field Research and incorporated into my business as well.
Indeed. So
thanks for the info, bro. Yeah,
all right, Bruce, thanks a lot for the phone call. 858-457-1090, open right now.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We did have a toll-free line open as well just through the break there. If you want to get through, 877-792-1090, open as well as the line Pete mentioned, 858-457-1090. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way right here on the Mighty 1090.
Doing business with the right company always pays off, and Jobsite Supply is that kind of company. Selling commercial contractor supplies since 1987, Jobsite Supply specializes in the mechanical, electrical, and plumbing trades with lines like Unistrut, the original metal framing system featuring the unique weldless connection. Unistrut metal framing is the time and money-saving alternative to conventional support methods. Come see the largest supply of Unistrut at Jobsite Supply. Check jobsitesupplyco.com for more details.
Tell you what, when the fish are biting, you get some fresh fish. When the fish are biting, You get fresh fish at Point Loma Seafoods.
You
and
got
that's the place. I'm telling you, I'm a regular visitor down there.
You, buddy.
Just they just have the best stuff in the world.
When you walk in and see that display case and all of the things that they have, it blows me away. I went in yesterday. We were making some, you know, fun appetizer barbecue thing. Got a fresh thing of shrimp, and I looked at the showcase and I just thought, how can I not do that? And they have so much local fresh fish. That's what blows me away. Fresh swordfish, fresh local wahoo, yellowtail. The showcase is unbelievable every time you walk into Point Loma Seafoods.
And the thing about Point Loma Seafoods, it's fresh.
Exactly.
You know it's fresh, and you know it's the best you could possibly get right there. I'll tell you what, you got me on them, the new grilled shrimp tacos. God, are those good.
I mean, we eat at Point Loma Seafood once or twice a week at the store. It's a common thing. There's never a time when we order lunch with three or four guys when there's not at least one or two people getting those shrimp tacos. They're so good.
Lunch, dinner, making me hungry right after the show, maybe. Point Loma Seafood's right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
If you are ready to experience a real Alaska fishing adventure, check out Whaler's Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. The calm waters around Whaler's Cove are 100 miles from any large towns, so you will enjoy a wilderness adventure without any crowds. Whaler's Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there is no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Whaler's Cove also offers fantastic freshwater fishing in wilderness streams for wild salmon and trout. The Whaler's Cove experience will fulfill your wildest Alaskan dreams on the calm water of the Inside Passage or on a spectacular stream. It's your choice every day at the Whaler's Cove Lodge. After fishing, you will dine on fabulous meals created daily by the Whaler's Cove chefs and relax in your comfortable room or cabin. Learn more about this exciting Alaska destination on their website at whalerscovelodge.com or call 800-423-3123. Whaler's Cove Lodge, a real Alaskan fishing adventure.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 18 stores throughout Southern California and 3 in San Diego County. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find the location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Indeed, I want to talk about, like I promised yesterday, about my little voyage down to Costa Rica. I had to go on a field research trip with my wife Lolly, and wanted to check out the new nonstop flight from LA to Liberia on Alaska Airlines. Great service on that. It's a new nonstop that you can go right into Liberia to northern part of Costa Rica. I love Costa Rica. It's such a great country, and the people down there, and the whole attitude down there. It's Puro Vida, pure life is what they say down there. Everything is about Puro Vida. And got an opportunity to go down to the Marina Papagayo, very small but beautiful marina right there in Papagayo. I met with Dan, the harbor master there, and talked to him about his fishing opportunities. And one of the, they do have some different things. They have a beautiful big sport fisher down there, Riviera, and then they also there's another guy that I talked to that has a boat called the El Jefe, which is a really nice sport fisher, Cabo 31 style sport fisher, beautiful. Their best times of the year are actually just ending now, so their fishing season is during the wet season, or what they call the wet season. It's not that wet. It's kind of a microclimate there in that Papagayo Peninsula. So it would be like May, June through November. And then the dry season comes like November 15th. And although we were there the week before the dry season, I think we had 1 hour of rain and maybe a occasional rain shower here and there. But what happens in the winter there, what they call their winter, they call it actually their summer, their dry season, which is technically winter, but they call it summer, is it's dry, no rain, and they get the Papagayo winds, which blow off of Lake Nicaragua, which is just on the border of Nicaragua there. And so it can be very, very windy.
Okay.
So, but during the summer, you get some rain, or our summer, that they call it their winter. You get some rain, but no wind. I mean, it was the most beautiful place to stand up paddle I've ever seen. And we took the stand up paddle boards. We stayed at the Andaz, Hyatt right there. Just incredible place. And they had paddle boards, walk down to the beach and use. And I saw big jacks and a couple of big roosters. And I was like, man, I didn't bring my popper rod. Next time,
brutal.
I would definitely bring my popper rod. But just a beautiful place to go, and another opportunity. Of course, the big spot in Costa Rica is Los Sueños. You'd fly into San Jose, which Alaska also has a flight out of L.A. to San Jose. And Los Sueños has a lot more opportunity for charter boats, but it's also a lot more crowded. However, this place, if you want a place that's peaceful, peace and quiet, and have opportunities to go fishing, Papagayo Peninsula, beautiful, beautiful place. You can rent a house. You can stay close by. You can stay at one of the resorts. There's a Four Seasons there. There's this Andaz, and then there's houses and such like that. So check it out. And if you want more information on contacting some of these guys to go sport fishing there, give me a call, and I'll fill you in.
I think that's awesome. You put up a really cool photo, too, on our Facebook page of the harbor, and it's just, or the marina there, and it's just so cool.
Very
looking.
Tranquil.
Yeah, exactly. You can tell there's rad cloud and the whole, it's just cool,
muy
man.
Muy tranquilo, as they say, right?
Well, that's cool. It sounds like a fun trip.
Yeah, it was good times.
All right, well, hey, let's jump back into the phones. They are ready and getting packed up again. If you want to get your through in this last segment, we'd love to hear from you. Plenty of time at 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Let's jump back into the phones and talk to Mike, who's calling us from Allied Gardens this morning. Hi, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. Hey, I wanted to ask Jim Holden about a friend of Rollo and what procedure do you do for being able to take kids fishing, and that'd probably be for next year, and wanted to know if you could talk a little bit about that.
Absolutely. The procedure is you'll want to go to the website. There's a section on the website where you request a trip. There'll be a questionnaire. You'll just list the name of the group, kids, organization, what budget you may have to contribute toward the trip. And on that note, I want to explain to everyone, we do these trips where, hey, if it's an organization that is just, I mean, they have no budget, inner city, underprivileged, and they really need our help, we will fund those trips entirely. But if it's a program where you do have a budget, Boy Scouts, let them do a car wash, earn the right to go on a trip at all. If we get contributions, we can then take that many more kids out and spread it out, okay? So anyhow, you go on, you fill out the questionnaire, and then Howard Coolidge, he is our volunteer who does all the scheduling of the trips. He will get back to you. We will select a boat, a landing, and get it scheduled.
All right. Very good. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a really simple process, right?
It is.
Yeah. So, Jim, you were telling us that you've learned a few tricks from our friend Rick Jensen on fishing, right?
Not only can Rick help you with your finances, okay, but he is just an incredible fisherman. Let's just say, for example, to let you know where I'm at, let's say we're golfers. You guys would be on the tour. Rick would be a scratch golfer, and I'd shoot in the 90s. I represent probably a lot of the fishermen out there, okay? So, for example, cleaning your fish. What I would do is typically I'll clean the fish out in the driveway because the wife won't let me do it in the house, okay? And what I'll do is I'll get it all prepped up, and I'll just hose it down before I put it in. I go over to Rick's one day, okay? In fact, explain your process, Rick, on just cleaning fish that now is the standard.
Well, I don't know if it's the standard for everybody, but it certainly is a standard that we've employed. I've been in my beginning of my family in fishing started with my grandmother who worked at a cannery, and that's why I'm so in love with the fish processors here. If we're in San Diego, even if we're coming back from Baja with a big kill bag full of fish, we drop in and get a process here in San Diego. When we don't get a chance and we're at home a lot of times, I'm satisfied with one and two fish. I bring the fish home, and I want to make sure that it gets on the grill and in on our plate in the best condition. So when I'm fishing, it starts at the bait tank, and I make sure that I have the right bait to catch the right fish. You know, when I catch a fish, if it's small enough where I can't gaff it in the head, I'm probably going to bounce it or grab it by the tail. I like to gaff all my fish in the head. I don't want to put them into a slurry where there's going to be salt water and blood and bacteria making its way into the flesh. So we gaff it in the head. We bleed it right away. And I learned from one of the long-range guys a trick where not cutting the gills but cutting the membrane back towards the throat on both sides is a real simple way to get them bled right away. And spiking is a big part. I mean, I don't really want to see. I look at a tuna as a $200 tomato on the deck, and I don't want to see it flopping around and bouncing all over the place. So we spike it.
Great analogy.
We immobilize it right away. And again, we're talking about a couple fish here that are going to make it to the plate in the next couple of days. So spiking, bleeding, icing it right away. And even when I handle a fish, I never lift a fish by the tail. I mean, that's like if you crack your knuckle and you get, you know, a fish that's been sitting on the deck for a while, they're swimming head first all day long. All of the grain of the meat, everything that's connected to the bone is all about going forward. It's a hassle to lift a fish up, and it's kind of dangerous on your hands, but I always carry a fish by the gills and would never lift one by the tail.
Well, I've never heard that before.
Yeah, me neither.
Mm-hmm. Well, especially when you have a fish that isn't properly bled. You guys have probably felt it before, or not bled, but properly iced. You know, in the old days when we put them in the gunny sacks and stuff and their tail down, you pull it out of there and you hear those bones crack down
right,
the way.
Yep, heard that.
Yeah, that's not going to help the flesh that you want to have
really?
Firm on your plate
How
at the end of the day.
Interesting.
If you look at these Japanese guys, and again, with YouTube and people you've come across, you get to learn more about this
stuff. Okay, I've never heard that, but I guess it makes some sense.
You see the guys at the Japanese market, they always have a hay hook, and they're always hooked the fish in the head.
In
and
the head.
Around.
They
never go backwards.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
It just cracks and loosens and softens all the meat there.
All the meat in there. Okay,
and Rick,
well,
though, filleting your fish, though, no water contact whatsoever.
Oh, that's a good point, yeah.
Yeah, I make it a point when my son has grown up as the hose man, so every time I make a cut with a knife, I rinse it. Nothing from the guts or the skin ever touches the flesh. And then if the knife is clean and it's dried and I make the cuts, and it takes a while, and that's why I don't want to come home with 20 fish, and if I did, I'd take them to a processor. If I'm with two or three fish and we have a day that we're out and we want to make sure we handle it right, we don't let anything from the skin or the stomach ever touch the flesh, and that therefore there's no reason to ever rinse it with fresh water. I mean, do you think the butcher that you have at Safeway or at Stater Brothers is rinsing the beef down with a hose? Probably not. You know, even salt water is.
So you pat it down with like paper towels or something like that.
And then move it to the refrigerator where we dry it on racks. And a lot of times people think that fish is best when it's served first day, and that's because a lot of them might have it in a bag where there's bacteria from the stomach, so things from the skin, blood that it's marinating, and if you leave it in that bag for a day, it's not good the second day.
Yeah.
If you put a fish on a rack and it's in a cool place in the refrigerator and air is circulating around it, it actually starts to blossom and becomes better and becomes like a steak that's been aged. A good sushi chef will tell you that they don't ever serve anything right off the bone. I mean, it has a little bit of time to cure before it's ready for
especially
the
plate. Especially tuna.
Tuna is... Most of this stuff relates to tuna. I mean, you can take a halibut and throw it on the deck clean it, and there's not much blood in it, and it a little bit different than a tuna. But a lot of the more specific handling relates to tuna.
But if you put a halibut on ice for a day, it's way easier to fillet.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the bone, the muscles relax and such like that.
These great kill bags that we have. I mean, oftentimes we'll come in late from fishing and I'll leave the stuff overnight and fillet it the next morning up early. And a lot of that firms, the meat will soften up in some cases or firm up in other cases. But
that's why the RSW holds in a lot of the better sport fishing boats have revolutionized fish processing. Is it just makes the product that much better by sitting for a few days.
Absolutely.
And cold. And cold. Yeah. No doubt about it.
Speaking of fish processing, that's why, that's the care that it takes to do it right. You know, and that's, you know, like I said, that's what you do, or that's why you pay a professional like a fisherman's processing to do that.
Because there's, right.
Anybody can put a knife through it and throw it in a Ziploc, but like to, I mean, that's a lot of care and a lot of steps that you just talked about.
Yeah.
You know, and that's you know, people, because I'll hear people say, oh, you know, I'd love to take my fish to, you know, fisherman's processing, but it's expensive. Well, you're not paying for a piece of fish in a Ziploc. You know, you're paying with that kind of care and a finished product that's all time.
You bet they do it the right way.
If it's not just a couple fish where I can go through that whole process and make it right, it's impossible to go through all that. And it's worth a lot of money to have someone else do that for you.
And do it right.
You got it.
No doubt. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
How about that, man? How about we talk to John, who's calling us from Capistrano Beach this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Hi, John.
I totally agree, Rick, with your theories on the fresh water while cleaning the fish. I've always agreed with that, and it tends to make sense. And anyway, I'm thinking about starting hooping after somebody. I'm tired of catching wahoo and tuna, so I'm going to go.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
But I needed some pointers. What would be a good startup just rig for, like, local out of Dana?
You know, the best startup rig would be go book a charter with Brandon Hayward and learn it.
That's for real, man. That's good
info.
And
you would learn firsthand how to do it properly.
That makes sense.
The other thing, too, is you can go buy Jim Salazar's book, Hooping It Up.
Okay. Another great call.
And he is the master when it comes to teaching people how to hoop. But, you know, it's a pretty simple process. Go buy some Promar Eclipse necks.
Probably Ambush.
Yeah, I like the Eclipse.
You like
myself.
The Eclipse?
Yeah.
I'm an Ambush guy.
Are you an Ambush guy? See, I seem to do better with the Eclipse, but everybody does
I
different,
like Ambush,
right?
Man, that's
yeah,
great.
It's you know, they're both conical nets.
Yes.
You definitely want the conical net. And right. Jim describes a very, very simple process on how to rig your buoys and your lines and all of those. So so I would get Jim's book and check that out, and then also go spend a day with Brandon Hayward on the water.
That sounds good. Thank you, guys. Have a good morning.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
You're so right, too, in the gear, like, management and, you know, deploying things. Like, when you get that part dialed in, it is you fish worldly more effective. You know, when you figure out how to, you know, just all the little tips, how to light your buoys properly or just whatever, how to set your gear properly so that you're, you know, you spend your whole time fishing instead of trying to find your gear and move your gear and get your bait tubes or cages or whatever it is. Or, you know, you think,
well, like sea lions. I mean,
you
got, if you're fishing in the bay, you got to have sea lion proof bait tubes.
Period.
Otherwise,
there is nothing else that.
Otherwise, you're going to be frustrated.
Yeah. And you're just not fishing otherwise. You know, you're dealing with all the elements. So all the little things add up to just the hugest thing ever. And that's why I think your tip on. Just go with Brandon once, because you'll see how to do it the right way, and then you can just take all of that you learn to your private boat, and instead of having two seasons worth of trying to muddle through and figure it out, you'll have it all, and then you go.
And go, you know, the other resource would be your local tackle store that sells hoop nets and all the things. And go into your local tackle store, talk to one of the guys in the tackle store, get set up that way. They'll advise you properly.
This is the time of year where you can get the really good killer. I mean, let's face it, when it's the middle of August and things are going crazy and it's everything they can do just to keep things going off the shelf and hand it to a guy, there's just not time to sit down and say, this is how you rig a float and a buoy and a rope and a time. And this is the time of year where you can get all that accomplished.
No question about it. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
David and Chino, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, David.
Good morning.
Hi, David.
Hello.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I was going to be going to Mexico next month, and I was wondering, when you're bringing your fish back, do they weigh the whole ice chest and charge you for it?
Yes. Right? Rick?
Last time I traveled to on a plane, which usually I'm in a truck, it was with Pete, but he's the Alaska regular traveler there, so I would go with what he's recommending here.
50 pounds.
You
That's
got
what
it, man.
You want to stay at 50 or less. And don't put tape on your cooler
right
before you go to the airport. Put it at the airport because they're going to open it anyway. No ice.
No liquid ice.
No liquid ice, no dry ice.
Right.
Yeah, in there. It just has to be frozen product in there or fresh product with no ice.
Can you do the gel pack thing?
That's a good question. I do not know,
yeah,
but
I don't
think
either.
So.
You're probably right, because
yeah,
they're not
like
going to know what's in it.
Stuff.
Yeah, you're probably
yeah.
Right.
So, so 50 pounds max, and just make sure you weigh it, and otherwise... It's not that you can't take it if it's over 50 pounds. It's just going to cost you a fortune. So once it's over there. So that's that. And I usually like a 40 quart, 38, 40 quart cooler is about a 50 pound
that's
size.
Good info.
You know, you get the bigger coolers and they're going to be heavy. And, you know, keep in mind the weight of the cooler is a factor too. If you get some big, heavy cooler, that's going to take up room that you could have put fish in.
Yeah.
So.
Cooler weighs 10 pounds versus, you know, weighing 5 pounds. It's 5 pounds of fish that you're not
exactly.
You're not bringing home.
Yeah, no
That's
question.
A good point.
All right, David, hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Sky and PB, you're up next on Let's Talk Cook-Up. Hi, Sky.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Morning.
Good. I got a boat in Shelter Island, and I'm kind of running on one engine. You can't really make it out to, like, the Outer Banks or anything right now. And I was just wondering if there's any, like, local shark fishing I could get to or... I really want to troll. I bought a bunch of Marauders, and my boat's been down, and I finally got it to, it's running on one engine. I wanted to see if I could find some sharks or something.
And why would you want to catch sharks?
I like Mako. I like eating Mako and pressure. I did that as a kid. I haven't done it in years.
Yeah. Well,
this
we're
is just
not
a
shark
tough,
fishermen.
Yeah, yeah and this
tough,
is this tough, tough time of year for that, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, later in the season cooling off. And is there a possibility of a Mako or a Thresher? Sure. You know, there's always a shot at it. But honestly, if you're full of Marauders, I mean, you should be taking that thing and trolling. And not, I mean, that Wahoo is tight to the beach. I mean, it's certainly within range of where you're planning on fishing, probably tighter than where you would find a shark anyways.
Sure.
And, I mean, that I can't tell you how much of that fish was caught on the 50-fathom line. I mean, that's tight to the beach. If
and threshers are more in the springtime.
Exactly.
Yeah, so it's kind of like tailing. I mean, there's still a lot of warm water, and there's still a lot of sharks around. So there's certainly the possibility of a Mako.
Right.
But springtime for the threshers.
I would
like
think,
that.
You know, when guys are getting those things in general, both of them, it's more in the springtime than anything else.
Yeah.
But I'm with you. I'm just not a shark fisherman, and I'm not saying that Mako and thresher isn't great for table fare, but for me, that's just not one that I target or
there's
choose to keep.
Too many other good fish that are not as endangered as sharks are in our waters here that you can target.
And Wahoo's like the coolest thing around and the best eating, and it's in the exact same range there. I would put out
or
my
yellowtail.
Yeah, I'd put out my spread of Jetheads and Marauder and go troll the 50-fathom line and go snag a hoo.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. You know, before we run out of time, I want to go over again what we are talking about giving to Friends of Rollo as we approach the end of the year here and the tax benefits for somebody.
Yeah, earlier we just kind of touched on a simple idea about not paying capital gains tax and letting that capital gains tax dollar go to helping the charity. But there are quite a few different ways that you can get involved in planning. Charitable planning is really, really the key word and concept here. So plan on what you want to do, what you want to give, and how you get involved with Rollo can be packaged in a way where it's tax sensitive and gives you the ability to put your tax dollars to work where you want them to be.
And you can help people with that. If somebody calls you at Sport Fishing Financial, sportfishingfinancial.com on the web for contact information, you can kind of advise them and say, well, you know, here's the deal. If you give X number of dollars to Rollo, you're going to avoid this tax and help a lot of kids fishing.
Yeah, I'm in the arena. Like again, I love the analogy with Rick in the tackle store every day. I see these things. I see things that people might overlook. So, you know, there's even a tax planning advantage to selling a depreciated asset. You know, you have to take the loss, and taking that loss gives you some tax advantage, and then handing over a depreciated asset all the way to one of the into an account with Rollo gives you an opportunity to have some tax advantage even with a depreciated asset. There's several different trust options. There's ways to get your IRA involved. that's a law that a little bit like our fishing laws, we're waiting for the two bluefin to come back, or waited for the two bluefin to come back. Before the end of the year, the IRS will probably allow required minimum distributions from IRAs to be something that you can give. So instead of taking $10,000 from your IRA that's required and giving part of it to the government, you just give the whole contribution over to the charity. So the charity, yeah. Many different ways to look at that, and I can help people.
That's awesome,
Jim.
Man.
And what happens to that money when somebody gives money to Friends of Rolla? Where does that money go?
Hey, that's going to go to fund the program, fund these trips. The more we get in, the more kids we can take out. As simple as that.
Yeah.
You know.
And one thing before we run out of time too, I want to talk about is the Friends of Rolla grand raffle that's going on right now, right?
Yeah. That's starting up. We got some really cool prizes again this year.
A trip to the Journeyman out of
Puerto Vallarta. No way, right.
We've got a trip to Rancho Leonero and Bahazis Cape.
Yep.
John Petty Goldsmith gave a huge contribution once again. John's such a generous guy.
It is so cool to see people within the industry pulling together to help out the cause. And these are some awesome gifts. We also have Tuna Wars.
We're
starting that up. Yeah. We are taking reservations right now. So far, right now, we've got two boats. Dave Marciano will be on the Eclipse, and Dave Carrero with Tuna.com will be on the Tribute.
Really?
Oh, Tuna.com right on.
Yeah. Will be here for the first time.
It's a two-day trip. It's $1,000 per angler. You get all kinds of goodies, incredible food. Everything's included within that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And
all the proceeds benefit Friends of Rolla.
Absolutely.
And when are the trips?
And it is going to be on, we're going to have the captain's reception on June
13th
at the Bally High.
Yep, once again.
It'll be June, leaving Tuesday night, June 14th, returning early on, or late in the day on the 16th.
Yeah. So, reservations are really suggested now, because these trips all sell out.
These will fill
very,
out
very
if you want to go. And hey, what a great way. It's tax deductible.
RolloKids.org.
Yeah, you bet. Get on it.
That's so rad. I love it. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's going fishing on the San Diego. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Pete here to tell you about one of my favorite long-range boats, perfect for day-and-a-half to seven-day trips. That's Searcher Sport Fishing. The Searcher offers a top-of-the-line long-range experience at the best value available. The 95-foot Searcher features huge bait capacity, RSW fish holds, and plenty of room at the rail. Chef Charles puts out a spread you will be impressed with, and staterooms are air-conditioned and super comfortable. The crew, top-of-the-line. Check SearcherSportFishing.com for more details and book online today. That's SearcherSportFishing.com.
My Angler H2O. I will scent my lure with pride and hope my boss doesn't notice the tan. I will outmaneuver drought-exposed sunken boats and outlast the hard-fighting largemouth bass. I will save water at home for better fishing out here and always, always wear my life jacket.
What's your H2O? Tell us at BoatCalifornia.com. The California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways reminds you to wear it, California.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The main emphasis on the ranch, we're going to keep it old style. We're not going to change anything. We're just going to improve what we have. The kitchen is brand new. Brand new kitchen this year with all new kitchen equipment, new stoves, ovens. We put a new freezer in. We've put in all brand new split air conditioners with thermostats to make sure every room is cold. We've also worked on the boat fleet with a couple large lures, a 31 and a 34. We've got the largest Super Panga fleet on the East Cape, all with brand new Yamaha motors. Brand new beds. We've got all Serta beds, the best beds in Baja, I kid you not. We're working all the time at the ranch. We're not changing it, just making it a lot better. That's why we get the high TripAdvisor reviews. It's my responsibility. I got to take care of you. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero. RanchoLeonero.com. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646-BAJA.
Your hook is one of the most important parts of your fishing tackle, and that is why you should use the hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation. Gamakatsu. As Japan's leading hook manufacturer and growing at an amazing pace, Gamakatsu is responsible for introducing a unique tempering process to give Gamakatsu hooks superior strength and durability. Plus, the conically needle-honed points stay sharp. Gamakatsu offers a hook for every fishing situation, including the finest one-piece ringed hooks, light wire, standard, and heavy-duty live bait hooks, and the popular Nautilus circle hooks. Get Gamakatsu hooks at your favorite tackle store and stay connected to that fish of a lifetime.
It's
WQRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
The best NFL coverage is right here.
Caught inside the pylon for a touchdown.
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090. The big winner of the three-quarter day trip aboard the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing going to David in Chino. David, congratulations. You're going to love fishing with Captain Booger and Taro in the San Diego.
Indeed. And Jim Holden, Friends of Rollo, how do we get a hold of you? We want to help Friends of Rollo.
Absolutely. Just Jim at RolloKids.org. Go to the website or call me at 949-285-8819. And please consider us for year-end tax-deductible donations. We will help you out at any level.
There awesome. You go. Love All it. Right. Thanks. And a guy that can help you out on any level is our friend Rick Jensen, Sport Fishing Financial. How do we get a hold of you?
I'm pretty active on Facebook and through the social media avenues, also at the website, sportfishingfinancial.com, Rick at sportfishingfinancial.com, or 949-481-1807.
All right, thanks, Rick. Appreciate that. I want to remind you, today and tomorrow are the last days to take advantage of that $20 off any order of $75 or more, plus free shipping on our store. Hook up 1090.com, go to the shop page, and take advantage of that $20 off using the code HOOK20. It's right there on the website, hookup1090.com. Thanks for listening today. Next weekend, a great weekend. Captain Art Taylor from The Searcher will be here in the Mighty 1090 studios. And then next Sunday, Captain Tim Ekstrom from The Royal Star. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Mighty 1090.